The Bee Gees, it's that thing of, you remember when unattractive people used to have popular music careers? Like, I never, when I first saw a picture of Engelbert Humperdinck, it was like, him, he got a career. He looks less unattractive than a Welshman. And they have Tom Jones, who was surprisingly attractive back in the day. But it's like, yeah, man, I wish, it's like, if you look at like 80s hair metal bands, you get some attractive ones, and then you get like Slash, who looks like a Muppet member of Dr. Teeth's Electric Orchestra in human form.
God, it was a different age, definitely. And yeah, box tops. I have no memory of box tops, but it had an all right sound to it.
I think there's a Box Top song which is in like one of the Fallout games, so I know that one more, but I could be wrong.
Yes, it after listening for Bee Gees, it definitely felt a bit like, they're trying to be a bit roguish and all that, kind of looking a bit disheveled. It's like, yes, yeah, this is what passed for they're the bad boys of 1967.
These are our sexy bad boys with their unbuttoned shirts and their facial hair.
Exactly. God, an unbuttoned shirt. Who would
Ooh.
dream of such a thing?
I like to joke when someone who had longer hair, who had like slightly longer hair at my jobs over here, like, I'm gonna get my hair cut, I look rubbish. Like, yeah, you look like one of those Hell's Angels I've heard so much about in the Rolling Stone magazine.
Yes, I've followed suit from my father, who would always go, "Oh, it's terrible. I'm becoming something of a hippie. I need to cut my hair." It's like, yes. Now
Yes.
I'm nearly bald. I do have that instinct occasionally to go, "Oh no, if I can have a bad hair day, then something's gone wrong."
It's weird. I've gone back to the hair length, which has kind of been the default for most of my life because I've had a ponytail for like the last year or so, and it still feels weird to have my hair be normal length and not just be this cascading mane of slowly graying black hair.
It's weird when you first have long haircut. I remember the breeze around the back of the neck and just being like, "Oh God, oh, I've not felt that since I was a teenager."
It was because, like, I first started growing my hair out because literally I was gonna go the week before lockdown. Lockdown happened, so I just started growing my hair out, and I started growing my hair out. At one point, I got a message from my mum saying I looked like a wanker, which she then denied emphatically when my hair eventually did get cut. And then when I was about to start thinking about having it cut, my wife began chemo and promptly lost all her hair. And at that point, I was like, "Well, shit. I don't. I'm worried that this might look be in poor taste. I'm gonna keep growing the hair out," and so I kept the hair for about a year and a half. And then it's just been like, man, haircuts are expensive, and I'm lazy, and I just kept growing it out and getting it cut every like 2 years.
See, starting to lose it has meant shaving my own hair for quite a while. The first time of which I was very drunk at the time around friends, and he was wanted to demonstrate how easy it was. So yeah, and
And
never went back after the drunken head shaving.
which one of you ended up in the ER first?
I somehow haven't injured myself cutting my hair yet. Not
I
yet.
have debated just shaving my hair once just to see what it looks like. And I have two fears. One, that my hair will go, "Oh, so that's the way you want to play it. We're not coming back as good as it's been ever." And
Yeah.
two, shaving my head in this current political climate seems like a cultural admission I'm not comfortable making.
Fair. Yeah, I enjoy it while you've got it.
Oh, I do.
You'll find benefits to this, but the lack of hair, but at the same time, yeah, it must be nice actually having hair.
So how often do you have to apply the turtle wax?
I don't actually. I Speaking to my dad about it when I was first losing the hair, I was saying, do you need any like dome wax or anything? And he was saying, no, no, no. It's like a dog's nose. If it's shiny, it means you're healthy. Well, all right, thanks.
Charlie, your coat is looking uncharacteristically glossy this week.
Wow. So, Star Trek. This hair talk is so getting cut and put into a rambling extra somewhere, because, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully with a title, The Time Miles' Mum Called Him a Wanker.